Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody as we're coming off one busy, crazy weekend, to say the least, with all the unknown right now. He's in. We don't know. We think he's in. Mario Cristobal story. And the Miami Dolphins get another win yesterday. By the way, the Orange Bowl got great news coming out yesterday as we have the four finalists to win a championship, and Michigan and Georgia will play at Hard Rock. You could sell 150 to 180,000 tickets for that game between Michigan and Georgia, and people just interested in that game. It will be one of the hottest tickets we've ever had for national, any hot Orange Bowl that you can remember, short of Miami playing somebody in the old days at the Orange Bowl. But this is going to be – this is a – and by the way, it should be a good game. Michigan playing really well late in the season, and Georgia has been exposed a little bit by Nick Saban.
Of course.
Like, oh, the front part of your defense is good, although you don't have a lot of good pass rushers. We could block them all. But we have a really good quarterback, and we have receivers that, if we have time, are going to run right by you guys. And boy, did they. Just one of Nick Saban's great coaching jobs, what he did to a guy that's been with them, was with them for a long, long time, with the Miami Dolphins, and, of course, with Alabama. Oh, Kirby, that was something else. So
I don't think they make it through the first half of their game without being blown up, but the Cincinnati story that they got in. And we talked about it about a month ago, maybe a little bit more than a month ago, talking about the fact that there's just no shot for them to get in unless just everything falls into place for them. And they got it.
It's a nice story. I'm sure it's frustrating for the Pac-12 and some of the other conference. Big 12 came up short. Oklahoma State
looked
terrible. Oh, did they look bad. Anyway, so
heavy underdog against Alabama.
Get Cincinnati. Of course, they're going to get hammered. But
heavy underdog.
So they're going to get hammered. You don't think they're going to get hammered?
I don't think they're going to get hammered, but it's going to be
Would you be
tough.
Surprised if they lose
they
by 21?
By like 50?
Not no, 50, but
I
21.
Be, I wouldn't be shocked.
A 13.5-point underdog.
This is it, man. I mean, they've had to spend the entire season listening to people say they can't hang with these guys.
Right, this is it.
Can I do it?
Yeah. I've been waiting.
And recruit the same guys.
I know.
No, you're going. Now you guys are supposed to say Nick does. He does that with everybody. Right. They don't recruit the same guys.
That's Alabama. That's everyone. So
right. Except Georgia. Georgia.
I was going to say the others. One
Georgia.
More team.
Georgia's feeling good about their 4 and 5 star. Boy, did they get? Where's all those high draft picks on that defense? I didn't see them. Yeah, man,
they're
Alabama.
Hoping for that rematch. By the way,
Alabama had that one rolling. That was very, very impressive. But congratulations. To everybody that works in the Orange Bowl committee, the whole gang there, you guys, you got a jackpot, man. It couldn't have worked out any better. Let Nick take that game with Cincinnati and go to Dallas. Enjoy it. Best of luck. Enjoy that thing. And and we get a hell of a game with Michigan and Georgia.
Now, you get tickets, right?
I'm going to be honest. Sometimes I get two tickets. Sometimes I get the opportunity to buy two tickets. I'm guessing this year.
Opportunity.
I'm doing an event for him here in a couple of days at Hard Rock for the kickoff of this.
Why don't you have them pay you in tickets?
They don't pay. I don't get paid for this stuff. Smart ass. I think I get paid for everything. I do get paid for a lot of stuff, but not everything.
Not your usual fee.
It's not a bar mitzvah.
So anyway, what I'm thinking is that they will go, hey, Joe, by the way, if you need to buy some tickets, we'll be more than glad to set some aside. It's
before
that kind of game.
That sentence, you better say yes.
Which, yeah.
Darren Rovella does sports business stuff literally before the teams were announced, said the tickets you can get in for $250. The minute that Michigan was announced in that game, the price went up to $750.
Yeah.
Yeah, see how many you can scoop up at face value.
By the way, don't act like don't think Georgia's coming down
no,
with like 5,000
right.
fans.
But Michigan hasn't been in this type of situation in a long time.
Well, they've never been in the playoffs.
I'm just saying, but the last time they were even up for a possible national championship or even close to it, how long has that been?
It was Brady.
Okay. Brady?
Brady and Greasy.
Right. So how long has Brady been in the NFL?
I'm guessing.
I don't know if there was anything.
Somebody in Michigan's got – we got a lot of Michigan people down
off,
here.
Right.
So, no, you forgot about our – all I know is Ohio State's been kicking them around for a long time, so right. I know it's been a while.
Yeah. So think about that. This is the first time Michigan has been in this situation in a while.
All I know is we got a great, great game, if nothing else. It's going to be one of those where – 70,000 get in, they'll buy every suite, of course. And then on top of it, there are going to be a lot of people partying all night in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Remember, was that the Notre Dame in Alabama? No, that was Notre Dame fans were drunk, and they had to go
right.
literally passed out next to their cars and had to come in and help them out. Those damn Catholic kids that get out, you don't know
they
how
like
to act,
party,
darn it.
Like, yeah, they like to party.
Got to be careful with those kids.
Yeah, you put a bunch of Georgia and Michigan fans in that stadium parking lot, it's going to be a bleep show.
And
where's everyone staying? Are people, is it Hard Rock now, or is it still a little South Beach? Like, where's everyone staying for
I'd
these
stay
games?
In the Hard Rock right down the turnpike.
Hard Rock's pretty convenient, right? But I'm guessing it gets booked up pretty quickly.
I'm sure it has.
Hard Rock will get their share, but listen, if you're coming in, nobody's coming in just for the game. Everybody's going to come in for the long weekend.
You want to stay in Miami, you want to stay in Fort Lauderdale. Right.
Then
or somewhere in between.
Then you got to make your decision, and I do know that this thing is structured for everybody to stay down in Dade County. Kids are going to want to go to South Beach. Let's be honest. Everybody wants to at least see it. But Fort Lauderdale's going to get some too. They just don't pay.
Right.
They get free pub.
Right.
They're going,
right.
Yeah, I know what you guys are doing. I know the deal you guys have set.
I can imagine it's not
going
to be easy to get into Prime 112 or Joe's for a couple days with all these people down here.
The people that are paying a lot of money for those sweet people come in already bought those big alums that already paying all that. And then Stephen Ross must be throwing one hell of a Michigan party.
I can't even imagine.
Can you imagine what that party is going to be like for the second team that he loves?
Who, the Dolphins?
You think Stephen Ross like rents out all of Lincoln Road or something? Like just the entire road.
No, but I I think? I think last night, and by the way, Tom Garfinkel also went to Michigan.
Right.
Right?
Oh, yeah. He's
so I think all those guys got together and went, hey, how many suites are we blocking off for the Michigan folks that are coming that have dough, have money? He goes, oh, yeah, we'll make sure. Yeah. It's going
to
be big.
All next call the mayor. Suite. How much would it be to rent out Ocean Drive? Right. Like the entire thing?
Well, what part of Ocean Drive?
All of it. Yeah, the whole thing.
Start to finish?
Pretty damn crazy, man. Pretty damn crazy. And by the way, this Mario Cristobal story, I guess, can I say it? Are we going to know something today? We got to know something today, right?
Joe, yeah,
the
sure.
Deadline, the deadline.
Good.
The deadline's like okay. Like, I'm guessing Mario doesn't want to sit and keep going, do I like her? Do I like her? Do I like this job? Do I like that job? He's talked to his wife. You don't think he and his wife have been talking about this for a while?
And his number two guy, too, that we talked about on Friday, with Mirabal, whatever his name is. Yeah, him too. Let's go home.
So all this stuff's going on. The offers, he wins either way. The offers are going to be fantastic. Say one thing, this has been the biggest surprise for me. Miami is all of a sudden somebody got together. I think it's the one thing they can all agree on. You guys want to make a splash.
We need the cash.
We need cash. And we need to buy people out. We need to, and it's not just whoever the coach is going to want a lot more money. They're going to want the going rate of what all the big programs are paying. And that means more money for assistant coaches. That means top coordinators are going to get paid more like NFL coaches than college coaches. So, and then the whole Manny thing's still out there. Manny Diaz kind of forgotten over the last couple of days. Like, what can they tell him? Like, it's almost cruel to go, listen, hey, Manny, I just want to let you know that if Mario doesn't take the job and stays
still
in Oregon,
yours.
You're the guy. Right. Wow, guys, that makes me feel really good. I get right back out on the road. What am I allowed to do? Go get a couple extra coaches that I lost already? It's who's going to coach the team?
Yeah, you're right.
Does it seem like Oregon is really concerned about losing Manny? Like, Manny. I keep getting mixed up
Mario
now. Mario.
Right?
I did
like,
that earlier today, too.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't feel like Oregon is, like, panicking, like they're going to lose this guy, right?
Well, I told you what the report
was. Yeah, but what was the contract, like 10 years, 85? Like,
Phil Knight put a contract on the table, supposedly, for 10 years, $85 million, and wanted Mario to sign it before he got on the plane to see that recruit that we were talking about.
Had to go see that recruit.
And he decided to get on the plane first, and Phil pulled the contract.
There's no way they would have offered him a contract that was less than what the other guys have recently gotten. And said, this is it.
It sounds like to me.
It just doesn't sound like they're that interested in keeping him from
Mario,
all the stuff we're hearing.
Mario could have closed the door right after that game and said, I got a pretty good offer, pretty good idea what they're going to offer. I'm going to take it. And he didn't. He didn't do it. He left it open and said, oh, I got to get out and recruit. I don't have time to sign for that kind of money. So here's Mario after the game if you missed it.
Much of the hours leading up to the game was spent on reports regarding your future. Do you intend to sign a contract extension to Oregon, or will you accept the Miami job if offered?
Yeah, I don't know what you're into. When you say someone's offered, I haven't talked to anybody. So let's not create narratives, okay, as we sit here in this press conference. So Oregon is working on some stuff for me, and that's what I have right now. And that's the extent of that conversation.
Mario, what do you say to the fans and the people that support this program, though, when there's uncertainty of your future in 2022?
I would say that if there's anything to report, I'd report it. I always have. You know, I think over the years, maybe because certain things are some things are actually put out there or not, every year our entire staff, whether it's behind the scenes, whether it's public or not, we've always had different people come for our people, including myself. How the media treats it and how they choose to posture it, I have no control over. And certainly, again, like I just mentioned before, that's the extent of it.
These reports are out there. The players might have seen them. Such a flat effort, do you think it could have been? Could they be distracted by seeing that stuff?
I don't know what to tell you. I could tell you this. If I had any plans, if I had a decision to make, or if I had something to report, I would. And I wouldn't keep it one way or the other, okay? Do I expect people to come at me? Yeah, I do. It happens every single year. Is there anything else to report besides that? There's nothing else to report besides that. If there is, or when there ever is, if there ever is, I'll make sure to get it to you as fast as I can.
Would you listen to people if they came at you?
Well, guys, I'm not going to get into hypotheticals, all right? We just finished off a game that we played very and coached very poorly in, and I think I understand you have a job to do. I feel like we're going in circles with the same answers, and you're going to get the same response. So,
Mario Cristobal.
I mean, can you imagine getting blown out in that game, walking into the press conference afterwards as a coach, and the first eight questions in your press conference are all about that? Nothing about the fact that your team looked like they were not ready to play, not prepared, and they got smoked twice in 3 weeks.
I'm guessing Mario had a pretty good idea what was going on back here all week.
Crazy.
I'm guessing he's got some friends. He's got a brother. He's got family. He's related to a lot of people. Apparently that Columbus family
is big
and powerful in Dade County. I'm guessing he had a pretty good idea, and he's going to say, well, nobody from the U got a hold of me, but, yeah, a lot of former teammates did.
Do you think college football needs, like, a period where all this happens so that it doesn't go on in the middle of the season?
We can't do that.
No.
But the season,
never be able to.
Woody, there's no good time.
Like a dead period in recruiting?
Yeah, but, like, the season's still going on. Don't you want all these, like, coaching musical chairs to happen during your off season? You still have kids that are playing.
For these coaches, there is no good time.
Big business no matter when, right?
Not a good time. After the year, right? If you're going to make the move or you get fired, we've seen them all. Just crazy. Well, hopefully, folks, we know more today.
Hmm.
And
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Right, that's I know what else to say at this point.
There's nothing you can say.
I'm already a week off.
Everyone's already tweeted done deal on a lot of different stuff.
Uh-huh. Done deal.
Done deal.
I got a bunch of done deals yesterday.
Yep.
I must have got hit with 5 done deals, including my man D-Rod.
Wow.
D-Rod sending me pictures of Mauro and his wife hugging and kissing and on vacation. You little pervert. What'd you do? Go with them on their vacation?
Yeah. Seriously.
And taking some creepy pictures. I saw him on a Zoom yesterday with Bob Stoops.
Right. That was weird. It was really weird to see that.
You saw the questions, right? Handpicked.
Uh-huh.
All right. We got to go to break here. By the way, Ryan Shazier, we didn't hear from him, so hopefully we will get a chance to hear from him. He didn't go, I didn't realize it was those guys. I don't want to go on with those guys. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about something that's pretty important. Love talking about ASP and all the great things they do as the best roofing contractors in South Florida. Let me tell you about ASP's Impact Windows, something that's real serious. They're Impact Windows and Doors, the leader for Impact Windows and Doors in South Florida, starting with the quality and service. They come out, do a free estimate, help the suck from over 50 different styles of Impact window and door combinations, including complete custom designs, all manufacturer direct, and to fit any budget. It's hassle-free from permits to installation with the goal to protect your home and family. ASP is quality. The details like the door hardware, window latches, impact glass materials, all built to last South Florida's weather and the test of time. So don't go for those low quality options. You're going to pay for it in the long run when we get the big one. The quality and service is what makes ASP different. Impact Windows and Doors provide energy, efficiency, and protection from the weather, burglaries, and exterior noise, along with the insurance and property value benefits. Call ASP now. I gave you a whole bunch of reasons to do it. By the way, mention me, Joe Rosen, get a $5,000 discount. That's right. Can you imagine that? Joe Rosen, a $5,000 discount. I never get that. No payments until 2024. Let the ASP family protect yours. 305-340-2081. That's 305-340-2081.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
One, hey, let ASP work with you today.
So Dolphins Monday here on WQAM, home of the Miami Dolphins, sponsored by Gunther Kia. Get your new Kia with Gunther Plus at Gunther Kia or online at GuntherKia.com for car buying done your way. You got to get to Gunther.
All right, listen, there's a lot of stuff out there about Manny Diaz, and there's a lot of stuff out there about Mario Cristobal. I'm guessing the two guys know each other as head coaches in Division I football, and both grew up down here and everything else. But I'm guessing it sounds like Manny Diaz are getting his deal wrapped up to say goodbye.
I think it's going to be weird that Mario walks in while Manny's still cleaning
the office.
Well,
that's
not
going to happen. That wouldn't take place. But I think a lot of people think Mario Cristobal, if this does happen, is got something in play right now, in place, and it's been done. There are some people that have called it. And text had said that some of those guys, those big guys that were told, hey, let's keep this quiet for a while, Mario wants to keep it quiet, that, listen, so the whole thing is, like, his best friend's on his coaching staff. It's hard when you get a lot of people involved on a coaching staff, and some have already said, hey, listen, I'm moving from Eugene to Miami, and stuff's going to leak out. Always going to be stuff leak out. So, yeah, I think there's a good chance today Mario Cristobal will be here and be the coach. He's probably already agreed to a deal if just a matter of how he wants it. There's no easy way to handle these without somebody going to blast you.
Right, of course.
So I was watching ESPN last night, and they had the round table with all the college guys, and they're ripping Mario for the way his team played in the last two games against Utah.
Well, they did play bad, really bad.
So they got their shots in last night, and then they got their couple of jabs in on Miami, being still seems a little dysfunctional at the top by the way they've done this. But
well, they got a coach that doesn't know if he's the coach. They have a coach that's probably under new contract now, and they have no AD.
Yeah, but you guys got to admit, this would be a home run situation here for the Hurricanes. And I know it's looked, you know, the optics haven't been great or whatever, but this would be a huge home run.
Getting
Miami
Mario
gets
here?
Mario, yeah. And the Clemson AD?
Yeah, it would be. It'd be good for the city. It would be very good for the
university. And a stadium, apparently. So it would be a big
right.
couple of
Don't
days.
I mean,
when was the last time we got that kind of news? And then you got a guy coming out, and he's one of your lead stories on the Miami Herald today. I'm going to build the new stadium for the U.
I mean, it's just weird.
How do you follow that up? Like, what do you got people calling? You go, dude, you're in the front of the sport. You're the lead story. The Herald, those dumbass over there, made you the lead story with everything going on a Monday morning of sports.
Right.
And they're going, by the way, the top story right there at the top. Did they move it, Zach? Did they slide it down?
That you said that, I'm checking. I'm refreshing the page. It looked up politically. No, it's right there. Politically connected lawyer assembles team to pitch UM football stadium in Coral Gables.
It's a big story.
Still the front one.
Oh, stop it. It's
a big
not
story.
What
We'd
is this
love to get
big
a
as Manny and Mario stories and
come on.
And a new athletic director, and then we got
that
a guy going.
Not done. It'll be done very soon. That's not done yet. The stadium is done.
Ruiz. John Ruiz. He decided, hey, with all this stuff going in, let me get everybody lathered up here a little bit. And I'm going to build in Coral Gables. By matter of fact, check that. I'm taking Coral Gables High School and that whole area, and I'm going to build a stadium that you're going to be proud of, right down where it should be in Coral Gables.
Yep. I mean, so you're going to move Coral Gables High School? What do you mean? You're just going to pick it up and move it somewhere?
I don't know how big.
Demolish and pick it up and rebuild somewhere?
You think anybody called the principal and
let him know?
Superintendent of schools and, hey, where the hell did this come from?
Just want to let you know that we have a potential buyer here for the entire land. We're going to have to pick up the whole
By the way, I'm worth 20. So is he going around bragging he's worth 20 billion? Oh, he's a turnoff when a guy goes.
All over the place.
Guy goes, hey, John Ruiz, worth 20 billion. Nice to meet you. I mean, he's not doing that, is he?
We had someone text in and say the company he has is worth 20 billion.
All right, so.
Not him.
Oh.
What the hell? What does that mean? It's his company.
Well, but he owns a company. It's worth $20 billion, but that doesn't mean
So what, it means he's not worth $20 billion cash? Is that what the guy's trying to imply?
Yes, probably.
Well, he could hire one of the business people, sell his company, and there you go. You got $20 billion cash.
So, call him not that he's already come out and said, and by the way, look at my board, and it's half his kids are on the board there.
that was the funny part also, because they have a board put together, I guess. Yeah.
But the other part that's weird is that he calls the Miami Herald to tell him, and somebody goes, sports editor goes, ha ha, that's a lead story right there. Put it at the top on the sports page.
Right. We have the best fans. No stone unturned. Ruiz family has named a Miami Orange Bowl Stadium committee. Be released in a few hours, he tweeted on Sunday night. Fans, this is going to happen. I'm currently working around the clock. All caps, we will have a state-of-the-art stadium.
What land is he going to get that nobody's been able to get the last 30
years? Also, bad time
to
buy land, right?
They will figure it out. They need someone on that committee, by the way, a good public voice. I'd be happy to take on that role for them.
It says the committee, Ruiz formed.
He must be doing a lot better than he was a few years back when things were not going so great down
in
Homestead.
Yeah. The committee Ruiz formed for the stadium idea will be made up of himself, firm executive and Coral Gables High graduate, and former WSVN 7 news broadcaster Diana Diaz, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute Director Lee Kaplan, MSP recovery attorney.
I know two of them.
Okay, Gino Moreno.
I don't know Gino.
Realty broker Alex Perez, and his three children, Johnny, Alex, and Christina, all of whom are UM alums. There is your committee to bring a new stadium to Coral Gables, outside of him being on it also.
Wow.
I talked to Diana Diaz, part of that committee.
Whew.
Ruiz noted that he has not spoken to the university about plans for a stadium or potential
location. How about that?
Right.
How about talking to a few politicians down in the Coral Gables area and before you just decide to come out with this thing?
Ruiz is related to Mario Cristobal by marriage, a spokeswoman confirmed. He's part of the family.
Yeah,
but it's easier to just build it and apologize after.
How? Right? How do you do that?
I don't know. How you just do build that? It.
Just now, it would have been different.
So nobody notices.
Would have been different if on this committee, I just named those names, and at the end, I had another possible David Sampson on there. He knows how to work the system pretty good.
That's
to get
true.
A stadium.
He's ruined it for everybody.
But
never
he knows
be.
That he knows who, if you're going to hire someone to do something like that or get in, it's David Sampson.
He should be honest. Any stadium committee in the country, he should
totally
be
honest. I totally agree.
There's one stadium, though, that outdid us. The one in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
They got a sweetheart deal, too.
Yeah.
Raiders went from nobody wanted them and getting left out in California.
To that stadium.
To one of the sweetheart of sweetheart deals with what is going to be a money-making machine better known as Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And it's located.
At least they play football there. We got fleeced on a baseball stadium.
That's a great point.
Right. I mean, who likes baseball? I'm just messing with you. But I mean, seriously, I'd rather get fleeced on a football stadium than a baseball stadium.
Yeah, I don't think there'd be a lot of people upset if where the Marlins Stadium right now is the new Orange Bowl.
That thing was a long time ago. We had that chance.
I know.
And there was a decision made a long, long time ago. We'd much rather have all those. When Joe Robbie asked, can you redo this thing? I need suites. Need to get it upgraded here.
Yep.
It's got great history.
Game of paint. They gave him paint, didn't they?
Gave us a $7 or $8 million paint job. That was it.
Well, you're good, right?
How's that?
You're good.
Let me see.
I remember
that. Yeah, the P still coming down in the pier, that combo. Right. I just got a little on my head. It's still good.
Everyone's got a great Orange Bowl story.
By the
way. Everyone's got a good one.
I will tell you. And today's not the day for this, but for some of those guys, those former Canes players and a lot of Dolphin players, been a lot of great history at that place.
Absolutely.
Including the great Joe Namath prediction. It's just full of some of the greatest football in the history of not just South Florida, but this country. It's one of the most legendary locations of all. I mean, it's gone, so it doesn't. It's just a ghost now.
That's it.
Hell, David Sampson barely put a mention of the damn thing in.
They
the
were
state.
Supposed to, weren't they? Supposed to have like an Orange Bowl. Like
I think they got a little. Oh, by the way, it's over there on the other side.
Maybe it's on the other side of the art piece that we can't see. Orange Bowl dedication.
That's.
I don't think they want to remind people that they tore down a great football stadium and built a baseball stadium that no one's really crazy about, even the people that are there.
People in Dade County did not want to go through the changes and spend the money, whatever it was. And Joe Robbie didn't mess around.
I mean, they did paint it nice before they tore it down.
Oh, man. That's it. I'm moving on.
All right.
Got to let it go. Got to let
that one go. That's a hard one to let go, though.
We'll have the new Orange Bowl in, like, I don't know, 2-3 years. How long does it take to build one of those things?
The new Orange Bowl can't look like that Orange Bowl. It just can't.
It can look like it, just more modern.
Well, if they don't have troughs in there in the bathroom, it's not going to be like
that. Yeah, you got to have some old stuff like that, but just functional
ones. I'm talking
ones,
straight
like
troughs in the bathroom. Right.
You really think it's going to happen? This
the
guy's
fence
gonna get
at the top
done?
Of the stadium to hold everyone.
By
in.
The way, this
He's
guy
got
came
the money.
Out.
All you do is sell him a patch of land and let's go.
Just like that. Just like that, Woody. What size you want, Woody? What do you want for Canes fans? What size stadium?
I'm thinking 55-60.
55-60, all right.
How many suites do you want around?
I'd go
How many can you sell?
Suites. I'd make this a real college stadium.
Limited suites?
Yeah. I would go limited.
Right
suites.
Away, you're just
work.
A loser
you're
business guy.
You're already
just,
out.
You're a loser
I'm
business
all about
guy.
Ruiz
atmosphere.
Just fired you from the committee. You were on the committee for a minute.
He's not doing this for the money. He's doing this for the love of the game.
Right.
When you got $20 billion, you can drop a bill.
Yeah, and it doesn't hurt.
So I'm 19. Yeah.
More cheap seats for the real
I never
fans.
Heard about this guy till, actually, Diana Diaz left WSVN and said she's going to work, right? This is the guy she's going to work for.
It. Yeah.
Wanted to, you know, work with him. He's always used her for stuff on the side. And so she can come on anytime she wants, by the way, just for the record.
Open invite?
I love that woman. She's no, in a professional way.
Of course. I'm not laughing.
Jeez, you
got to
be careful here. Right, yeah. 2020 and 21. Right. All right, we got to go to break here before we all get in trouble. All happy married guys, happily married guys getting in trouble here. Hey, I'll tell you one thing we can all agree on, man. Next time you get injured, it sure is nice to have Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, a big, big part of Baptist Health South Florida, taking care of a whole lot of athletes is one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Ain't nobody going to debate this. They got a bunch of good doctors working together to take care of them. Where do the pros go? I can tell you where some of the teams go, a majority of them. Enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins all go to those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida down in, by the way, down, speaking of Coral Gables, that's where they are. They have big hospitals down there. But listen, we got a nice brand-new facility right now off 595 in Pine Island. Those great doctors will work with high school, college, and professional athletes every day. Got a bunch of great programs, even for our high schools. Achilles, knee, shoulder, ankle, back, hip, and knee replacement, hand specialist, and in-house physical therapist. One goal, get you back out playing the sports you love the most, but it's also knowing you're going to a doctor that's got so much experience in your type of injury to get you back out playing the sports you love the most as quickly as possible. That's what gets me all fired up. That's right, Baptist Health's just getting bigger and better. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho and make an appointment today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back as Miami Dolphins. Hot damn right, man. 20-9 win. Now 6-7, 5 straight. Bye week, and then a chance to play the Jets and get back to 500. And then this thing gets really interesting in the last 3 games.
Amazing that we're possibly having that conversation after the first 8 weeks of the season.
Well, you know what's crazy is if you tell people, well, they all know, you lose 7 straight and be able to come back and do this. Nobody quit. Nobody, you know, did the gator. I mean, it's just been really unbelievable.
Yep.
defense. Tua Tagovailoa, probably, you know, we talk a lot about the defense, but what he's done with this offense. And listen, it's not a perfect offense. Offensive line has still struggled to run the ball, but he has gotten really, really accurate. I mean, he's completing 70-80% of his passes
every game.
I don't care if you're playing catch with somebody in the middle and just throwing it over the head, a little hot box with the football. I mean, it's hard to do, but those two throws that he makes at the end of the game
are awesome. They were great.
Throws it just to the right place, made just a beautiful – actually had a couple of back shoulder throws to Devontae Parker, and then the throw he drops in, pretty tight coverage. He had to put air under it for Mike Gesicki. So you get those two. By the way, both on third down, are they going to get the ball back again? Not that – who knows what's going to happen, but – chance to tie the game up. So anyway, it was just good to see, and he really is playing really well. And listen, he has been through it all. Think about, he's got now what, 17 starts?
Right.
I believe yesterday was 17th start. He's been through rumors of somebody else coming. He's been through injury, comes back in the second half, and now his confidence and where to go with the ball, where everybody is, has just been really good. And now just knowing, don't turn the ball over. We got a really good defense. We're in good shape. And so another nice win, man. Another really, really nice win with timing. He and Jalen Waddle together. We're going to have two rookies put up, Jalen Waddle and Jalen Phillips. I'll bet you this is the first time it's ever happened. We could have, and it's not crazy to say with four games left, if they both stay healthy, we're going to have a guy with over 100 catches, and we're going to have a guy with 10 sacks in his rookie year.
Sacks, right.
Listen, yeah. We don't have a lot of guys that get right. 10 sacks ever.
Right.
Matter of fact, we brought Mario Williams down here. We brought guys that have been there and done it, but not here. And
being impressive for those. And then you talk about Holland, too, and you talk about those first three picks being full impact players. Like, you know, I've been criticizing both drafts, but this draft so far, Jalen Phillips started slow and has fully come on. And Jalen Waddle, as you know, we talked about, you know, Ja'Marr Chase and Kyle Pitts, and they thought that Waddle was the guy from day one. Well, it certainly looks like it at this point. And we never thought he'd be used like this. He's being used as not just a wide receiver on this team, the number one by far guy and the number one option on this team.
He's one guy that stayed healthy throughout. He and Mac Hollins, who, by the way, what a great story, Mac Hollins. Mac Hollins, unbelievable story.
Is he leading the team in touchdown catches? Or is he? I think he's got four. I think he's tied for the lead on this team.
He might
I would have never thought that.
He might actually be tied with Jalen Waddle.
Right.
But it's amazing that what they're getting and closing out in the red zone is big, too. So a lot of good stuff going on with this Miami Dolphins football team right now. By the way, so we got the Final Four set while that's going on. And Orange Bowl, congratulations, man. Congratulations. I know we like to give Jack a hard time and some of the guys at the Orange Bowl, but, man, I will tell you what. They hit what I call a ticket blackjack, man. They hit the big one, man.
They
went out and got themselves a home run. Boy, with the bases loaded with this game in Michigan and Georgia playing at Hard Rock. You really are – I hate to say this because I don't know. I know Michigan travels as well as anybody.
Oh,
And I've only been part of the Ohio State thing. I've seen that twice.
You travel, yeah. This is
and Ohio State is crazy. I've seen Notre Dame. That's crazy. But Michigan could fill up – somebody just said this to me last night. Michigan will fill up the stadium by themselves, not to mention Georgia's not exactly in this game every year either.
No, you're right.
They're coming down. They got a hell of a game. It's a great time to come down here. Get that 4-5-6-day package with the whole family.
New Year's here in Miami.
Not a bad way to bring it in. You know, you got a lot of different ways to go. You can go down to South Beach or down to Miami. Or you can go up to Fort Lauderdale. You got Hard Rock right there close.
And somewhere in between, too. There's places in between.
Hollywood?
Yeah. Do you want to go out there? You want to go to Margaritaville or something like that?
Hollywood, Margaritaville.
Or the Hard Rock, Right here? I mean, there's plenty.
I'm trying to think. Golf, you know, golf, beach. Yeah, man, we've this is what we do
golf,
now.
Golf, beach, and weather for those
people,
too.
We do. That's what we do well. We do these 4, 5, 6 day packages. And, oh, by the way, a little game around with the hangover. Come watch your team play. So we got
it. People from Ann Arbor or Michigan fans are going to want to leave wherever they are in the north, to come down here.
All their fans from all over the country. And Stephen Ross and Tom Garfinkel will throw one hell of a party. So we got that going on. Yeah, they hit the jackpot, man. Congratulations to the Orange Bowl. Not a bad game to have. I'd ask you, which game would you rather have? You take that game over Alabama-Cincinnati.
Not even a question.
You give that to Dallas all the day. Here, Jerry. Here, take this. Enjoy that.
And they'll be happy to have it out there in the Cotton Bowl, but, man, Orange Bowl hit a home run. This place is going to be packed.
Really good stuff.
Florida, right.
And I'm also predicting now officially that we're going to know a lot more about Manny and Mario coming up. You don't have to say their full name anymore, just Manny and Mario.
Not.
We're going to know here real soon. There's going to be stuff coming out here on Manny and Mario for you. That you will know.
Just saw that he's going to finalize his agreement this afternoon. So, Mario Cristobal. That's what Mike Ryan is now, after he's been on it all weekend, from the Dan Le Batard show, who's been on it all weekend. He just said it'll finalize it this afternoon.
Good. Well, listen, I think everybody coming out over there and saying that was going to happen. So whatever it is, it's good. And, I like Manny a lot. I got nothing bad to say about Manny. The guy was a trooper and the good and the bad to show up. And
you got to take care of that first before
listen,
you hire a new coach,
and all that stuff. So wish him only the best and a good fat buyout for this thing and go down the Keys and relax a little bit and get going. And then to see who Mario Cristobal brings in with him, you got to get to two schools. You've got to break in to St. Thomas Aquinas and American Heritage Plantation. And I'm not so sure that you shouldn't go out and hire Pat and Jason to come in and coach for you and recruit.
Pat was at his son's game last night. Showed him on TV a couple times.
I'd go see the kid, too. Yeah,
that would be interesting. Pat and JT somehow in the coaches roster.
Now Mario, in fairness to Mario, he's been down here and knows.
He's a recruiting guy, right?
He knows a lot of the coaches are the same guys. They switch schools sometimes, but they've been around. And he got a nice, by the way, this Wesley Bissaint, this middle linebacker for Central.
Shock you that not knowing what's going to happen here in the next 24, 36 to 72,
I knew he was always a big, big fan, and he basically said, I want to go to the U. It doesn't matter.
He's going for the school, not
the
coach.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, he just wants to be there. And he's also looked at those linebackers and said, I'm going to be playing real
right
soon.
Away.
Yeah. Real, real soon. Hey, we got to take a quick break. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. I want to tell you about my man, Jeff Malvin of Beverly's Jewelers, before we get the 9 o'clock hour. Holiday shopping, man. Starting to look around for the perfect diamond for the big engagement. Yeah, I've been through a couple myself. And I will tell you, man, when it comes to engagement rings, Beverly's Jewelers got something for you perfectly. Price, what you're looking for. They got a large selection, huge inventory of GIA certified mined and lab grown diamonds with Beverly's low price guarantee. You're not going to find the same diamond for less anywhere. I'm telling you, they've always had diamonds for necklaces and bracelets and earrings and anything else. As far as that goes, by the way, for the holiday season, even if you're on a pretty tight budget, they make a lot of beautiful pieces in-house there. So they got something for you to score big for that little loved one that you care so much about. Diamond studs and tennis bracelets. Not to mention, Beverly's also has a large selection of sale items from 50 to 70% off, as well as Tacori closeout with prices at dealer's cost. So we can go on, but bottom line is this. They've been my jeweler for a long time. They should be yours. Interest-free financing available, including free gift wrapping. Gold buyers on site for immediate payment. Take it from me. They're my trusted jeweler. And they're going to be yours. Visit Beverly's at their Fort Lauderdale factory showroom or online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1968. Wow, where South Florida gets engaged.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.